following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
What's up, Refuge family? Welcome to today's Refuge devotional. For those of you who don't know me, my name is David. I'm one of the pastors here at Refuge, and I just wanted to share something that was on my heart. Actually, brought on about a new Bible plan I'm in right now. This year, like many of you guys, when the new year happens, you guys start to think, man, God, is there something you want me to start doing that I'm not doing? Or is there something that I'm doing that you want me to stop doing? Some of us set some goals. I'm going to go to the gym, you know, 5 times a week. Slow down, all right? I'm just messing. But for me, this year, I was like, you know what? I've had friends and many people, pastors, friends, whatever, tell me that they have gone through many different Bible plans, like Bible in a year reading plan. And I kind of thought to myself, I'm like, I don't know if I've done that. Like I read, right? I have my reading plans. I don't know if I've ever been like I'm going to make sure I read the entire Bible in a year. I think it's more, you know, for me, it's been important just to make sure that I'm in God's word and I'm reading and I'm meditating. But this year I was like, you know what? I want to do it. Like I'm just going to do it. And so through the YouVersion app, there is the 1 year Bible reading plan I'm doing. If I'm pronouncing his name right, Mick Cheyenne, McShane. Sounds good. Sound good to you? Sounds good to me. And it's a Bible 1 year reading plan. And it's really cool because it has me starting. I'm only in the first couple of days, obviously. And it has me in Genesis, Matthew, Ezra, and Acts. So I'm all over the map. I'm reading a little bit in Genesis, right? Getting the very beginning. I'm getting the very beginning of the gospel accounts in Matthew, right? I have Ezra and I have Acts, like the new church, or not the new church, but when the church explodes into existence right after Pentecost. And so, but as I was reading it, there was something that stuck out to me. And actually, I kind of felt like it was a theme. And I don't know if this was intended by Mick Cheyenne, who grouped the readings in this way. But I want to read just a couple of verses that's found in the book of Ezra chapter 1. I'm going to read it in the NIV version, and then I'm going to read it in the New King James version as well. So this is the NIV. It says this. I'm going to read the first 5 verses, but I'm focusing really on verse 1 and verse 5. Verse 1, in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah, the Lord moved the heart of Cyrus, king of Persia, to make a proclamation throughout his realm and to put it in writing. This is what Cyrus, king of Persia, says. The Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has appointed me to build a temple for him at Jerusalem in Judah. Any one of his people among you, may his God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem in Judah and build the temple of the Lord, the God of Israel, the God who is in Jerusalem. And the people of any place where survivors may now be living are to provide him with silver and gold, with goods and livestock, and with freewill offerings for the temple of God in Jerusalem. Now, verse 5. Then the family heads of Judah and Benjamin and the priests and Levites, everyone whose heart God had moved, prepared to go up and build the house of the Lord in Jerusalem. That's in the NIV. Now, this one, I'm just going to read verse 1 and 5. In the New King James Version, because those are really the ones that I want to focus on. It says, now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and also put in writing, saying, and let's move down now to verse 5, then the heads of the fathers' houses of Judah and Benjamin and the priests and the Levites, with all whose spirits God had moved, arose to go up and build the house of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem. Now, there's a lot going on in this passage, in this chapter, in this time in Israel's history. There's a lot going on. What I want to do is I want to just share the way that the Holy Spirit applied it to my life directly. I was having a conversation this morning with Nikki Madigan, who is our children's ministry director here at Refuge. And we were just talking about it's New Year, right? And we're praying through and going, man, how can we connect the Word of God with our students, and not just with our students, but with the parents? Like, how can we truly steward our time the best we can here and really partner with parents here and families here in the discipleship of their kids. Like, how do we do this? God, would you help us and show us in a fresh way how we can do this very well? Not just do it, but do it very well. We want to excel in this. We want God to move so mightily in this. And we were talking, and Nikki was the one that brought it up. She's like, you know, man, I keep getting brought back to this place that we can do everything we should and need to do, but God has to move. God's Spirit has to do something. And it, I mean, it's so true. We've heard that so many times, right? And people have asked, like, well, why isn't revival happening? And it's like, well, if people could manipulate revival to happen, there'd be revivals everywhere. But a revival is something that God's Spirit brings upon His people. That's just what He does. And so as I was reading in my 1 year Bible reading plan in the book of Ezra, you have this, and it says that the Lord stirred up Cyrus's heart. Now, what does that mean, right? How did that exactly take place? We're not exactly sure, right? All we know is that God intervened in Cyrus's life, stirred him up, which prompted him to make this proclamation and say, hey, go back, right? Captivity's done, go back. And then again in verse 5, then the heads of the fathers of the houses of Judah and Benjamin and the priests and the Levites with all whose spirits God had moved. And so we have the different phrases here in the NIV and the New King James, whether it's God moving, God stirring up the heart. But there's a central theme here that God's Spirit was at work doing something. Now for me, and I kind of joked around earlier about the start of the year and how some of us have those New Year's, like, I'm going to work out 5 times a week. And I'm not crumbing on anybody that's doing that. More power to you. That's amazing. I know for me, it's like, if I say I'm going to do 5 times a week when I haven't done anything, maybe I should just start with, like, do it 2 times a week, you know, or whatever it may be. But as I was kind of thinking about this, it's like, man, God, I so desire to be used in a way where, God, you would be glorified, where people would walk closer with you, where they would be drawn into fellowship with you. Lord, help me get out of the way. And so often I have this thought, and I'm sure you guys have this thought as well as it pertains to your areas of work or with your family. It's like, God, I'm gonna show up and I'm gonna do what you've called me to do, but I am fully trusting in you to accomplish what you have to accomplish. Because I'm David and David can't accomplish it, right? And as I'm reading in Ezra, and as we read throughout the entirety of Scripture, God's Spirit is going to be the one that does it. And so I just want to encourage and challenge you, depending on where you're at. The encouragement for us is when we show up, we do what God has asked us to do, God will always come through on His promises. Let me back up a little bit. God's going to come through on His promises regardless if we show up or not, right? God's faithfulness is not determined by my faithfulness to Him. That would be if I do this, then God will do it. The gospel is God did it. Period. End of story. Deal with it, right? But if we truly are found in the Lord, if we're fellowshipping with Him and we walk with Him, God is going to work and move by His Spirit in the way that He sees fit. Our job is to show up faithfully. That's the encouragement. Now, here's the challenge for some of us. Some of us want to do things and we're the go-getters. We got to do it. And we're getting all these things done. And we do it without even pausing and reflecting and thinking about, God, is this what you want? Is this what you want? Holy Spirit, is this the direction you're leading me in? The challenge for those of us that may be in that situation, especially as the new year starts and we're like, let's take on this mountain, let's take on the world. And none of that's bad, by the way, if you're the guy that or the girl that's like, I want to do this, I want to take this mountain. But my encouragement to you or my challenge to you would be take a breath and slow down a little bit and ask the Lord, God, is this where you are leading by your Spirit? And God will speak and He's faithful to show you, whether that's through His word, through prayer, through worship, through conversations with believers and fellowship, whatever it may be, God is faithful to show you. And so, guys, the encouragement for us, God's Spirit is at work. I am so glad His Spirit is at work in me and He's not done with me. And I know you guys could say that as well. We are all works in progress. Praise the Lord. He loves His kids enough to not leave us hanging there, right? So Refuge family, we love you. I pray that this finds you well. And I pray that you had an awesome New Year's. And I pray that this new year would truly be marked by a substantial growth in your walk and in my walk as well. We love you, and we'll see you next time, Refuge family.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life